Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I'm getting really excited.
You had a dog.
Really? I know, Ray. I know.
Come on.
I knew somebody was going to say that. So, Phils and Dodgers.
I have a dog and I'm nervous. It's okay.
Are you, James?
Yeah. Like, I'm excited. I'm more excited than nervous. And I do think they will win. Like, I will pick the Phillies to win the World Series, or pick the Phillies to win the series, mm-hmm. Freudian slip there.
Yeah.
But I am incredibly nervous. I think the Dodgers are awesome. Like, the Dodgers, they've won 17 to 22 right now.
Yeah.
Like, the Dodgers are the Dodgers again. So, it's a big time series.
They're in the playoffs for, I think it's the 14th straight year?
I believe it's 13 or 14.
Yeah, something like
that.
They tied the record. They tied the record that the Yankees with the Joe Torre group had established. Now, obviously, it's easier when you have the wild card, but let's be real.
They don't win the wild card.
Majority of the times they get the division. So,
I think it might have been all of them.
Might have been.
I think it all. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure.
No, the Giants had 100 and something wins.
Oh, you're right.
Year.
There was the 1 year. They lost division with 106 wins. That was the one time they didn't win it.
Gabe Kapler. So, you know, it's a hell of a matchup. The Dodgers were very methodical in their victories against the Reds. I mean, they look like the better team. Okay, let's put it that way, because they were vastly superior.
It reminded me of the Phillies-Marlins series.
Sure. Now, are they vastly superior to the Phillies? Of course not. Of course not. But they're both really good. And, you know, we know in a short series anything can happen, and it can happen fast. So best of five starts Saturday. And if you don't know, it starts with a spicy matchup. Christopher Sanchez against Shohei Ohtani. So they're pulling him out.
Whoa.
And here, because, you know, there were some people that thought he might not pitch at all this year. Then there were some people that thought he might just be only out of the bullpen. Well, they're going. Now, James, he probably won't be able to go seven innings, right? It's not
he
one
went six in his last start. And he went five in the start before that. Like, he's kind of stretched out now.
Okay.
Like,
bring
I don't know that
on.
They'll push him that far.
Right.
But, like, if he's dealing, he'll go six. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get to something Rob Thompson said yesterday to us. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Let me tell you, this segment on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game. That'd be the Birds. We know that. Every Sunday, all season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, 215-592-9494. When you call in, your chance to win. It's a pretty cool ticket here. A pair of tickets. John Legend tickets. It's his Get Lifted 20th anniversary tour, as he'll be in town in November, right around Parade Day, perhaps.
Did you say these tickets are legendary?
I would sort of say that.
Wow. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Dorkazoid. Seltzer's in one of those Dorkazoid modes. All right,
Red October, baby.
Yeah. So November 5th could be a Parade Day. But what we do know is it will be a John Legend in town day at the Met Philadelphia by Highmark. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. When you give us a shout at 215-592-9494, answer this question. The best combination of two roles by an actress ever from movies or shows. It can be two movies. It can be two shows. It can be one movie and one show. And let me tell you why I'm getting at this. Because a happy birthday has to go out there to that Lorraine Bracco. I'm rewatching her again. I'm in season four of The Sopranos right now.
She's so good in that.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
And
phenomenal.
As Karen. She's amazing.
And
as Karen.
Phenomenal as Karen in Goodfellas. And so that would be a pretty notable answer. You know, she was Karen in Goodfellas, and she was obviously Dr. Melfi in The Sopranos. That would be a movie and a show. And that would be up there. Now, do I think there's better answers? I do, but not a ton of better answers. Give us a great one. Give us the best you can think of at 215-592-9494. The best answer, and it can be two movies, two shows, or a movie and a show. Give us the actress with the characters. Best answer is going to win the tickets from the audience. John, what are you thinking?
I remember when Sandra Bullock first burst onto the scene.
The Wildcat.
Speed. It was so exciting. My buddies.
I fell in love with her.
Fiance at the time.
So did Dennis Hopper.
Like Sandra Bullock. And it was like, holy cow. She was. Everyone felt like they knew Sandra Bullock. And she really did a great job.
Yeah, it's great. So we're going Speed and what?
Speed and then I guess Blindside because of the. Sure. The Oscar.
By the way, quick ruling, just so everyone knows, same actress can be said twice if you want to shift up the roles. And you can choose, you could say Speed and something else if you think Blindside's not the one. So, all right, Seltzer, give me an actress, give me two roles.
I am not going to take a haymaker, but I'm going to step directly into your wheelhouse right now, Joe. Okay. I'm giving you Bonnie Bedelia as Holly Gennaro McClain and a super underrated movie, Barbara and Presumed Innocent. Great role.
Oh, she's great.
I loved her.
She's so great in that. It's a great movie,
Presumed
Innocent. We don't ever talk about it.
She's the reporter, though, in the other
phenomenal
one.
Movie.
And wheelhouse.
Well, that's why I said I mean, stepping right into it.
Oh, really?
You kidding me? Almost as wheelhouse as it gets. The thing is, Marky Post is the most wheelhouse. But anyway. All right, Reed, give me an answer here. An actress, two roles.
I'm going to go Kate Winslet.
Yep.
Obviously, Titanic.
Obviously, yep.
Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
She was brilliant in that.
Yeah, she was. She was really, really good.
By the way, Task, the new movie.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I can't stand it.
Oh my God, I love it. You crazy? So I think it's the best show on television.
What don't you like, Reed?
It's relentlessly miserable.
Oh, no, it's a character study. Yeah. I think it's the best show on television right now.
I don't know about that. I know it's really good.
I think it's phenomenal.
Written by the same guy who did Mare of Easttown, which I think
Brad Inglesby, his name is.
Absolutely better.
All right,
Everyone should watch Task.
Give us a great answer for a combination of two roles, TVs and movies. I'll give you one from about 40 years ago, and they're about as divergent of characters as you can have. Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction was like scary as hell. And Glenn Close in The Natural was the, you know, all-loving former girlfriend of Roy Hobbs who comes to save the day and resurrect his career after he's been messing around with Memo. Look, big answers are out there, all right? Give us a great, because, man, there are big answers for an actress. And some of these go back to childhood when some of them are young. I mean, there's some potential winning answers from some young female actresses. Sometimes they grow into then ultimately older roles. So 215-592-9494. Same actress, two roles. Mix and match as best you can, and you can win the John Legend tickets. We're going to get to something Rob Thompson said yesterday. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair right now. Hi, Joe.
Well, I'm not going to keep the negativity up today with the Phillies and the Dodgers, but I say this for about a month. With this core group, is if the moment gets too big in game one, you know you're in for a long, short series.
I love how you're not going to keep the negativity going. But then you go, if the moment's too big in game one, it's over!
It's not what I'm saying.
It's kind of what you said, but that's okay.
It's not. Can they match the Dodgers, the Dodgers swagger? Can they match their machismo? Can they match going mano a mano against that powerhouse club, starting pitching and their lineup? If they can, they have a shot to win. But you'll know in the first game if they can be that, play the underdog role, even though they're not.
Well, they technically are, Joe. They are now a slight underdog.
I mean, do they have that 93 Phillies go out there, I don't care who's in that jersey, we're going to beat them attitude of being laser focused on each pitch, each at bat, where they don't go fishing, where if Sanchez or any starter gets in a slight jam, are they the moment too big for them? This is going to be the series of all of them if they can get past the last couple of years going out there and beating the Dodgers. If you beat the Dodgers, you can make a run.
No
question. You've already gotten the biggest hurdle out of the way.
Yep.
Sanchez, Ohtani going twice and not knowing who's the game two starter. Has it been announced yet?
Well, no. It has not been. Has not been.
And that is an important thing because whoever pitches game two starts game five.
All right, so Joe, hold on a second. Let me give you our Twitter poll question of the day. You're going to be the first person to weigh in on it. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin, certified one owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs. At ArminChevy.com, that's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Joe, here's the question. If Ranger is fully healthy, remember he got banged up right at the end of the year, but if he's fully healthy, and he probably will be, who should start game two for the Phils We put them in alphabetical order, Lizardo or Ranger. Who would you pick, Joe?
I'm picking neither.
Aaron Nola?
Yes. And I'll explain. I think, yes, because I want Lizardo pitching game three on the road in L.A.
Really?
So Ranger doesn't get a
Lizardo
start.
Here. I think he's so much better here.
I want Ranger in 2 and 5. So we got 3 different answers. Go ahead, Joe. Give me the Nola argument.
My Nola argument is I think Nola can get you 4 innings, solid 4-5 innings. When he's on, he's on. If I'm Rob Thompson, I get 4 out of Nola. I go to Ranger to get me through 7 in both games. Ranger has pitched out of the bullpen. I trust him. That's what I do. I go Nola game 2 and 5, both at home, not on the road. And I would have him go 4, maybe 5, get me Ranger to get me to the end. I don't trust the middle of the bullpen. I trust Ranger in those spots. He's done it before. So Nola get me 4, Ranger get me through the 7, and let me go to Strom and Duhon in 8-9.
Well, in short, I just don't like your position at all.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I just think if the way Thompson does his starting pitching, if you're
at Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not getting me past 6 innings in any game. I don't trust in a short series our bullpen at all.
Okay. I'm just wondering when the positive
hold up,
part
hold
of
up.
This conversation
when is, yeah,
is starting.
I'm so confused. Nola's a 6 ERA this year. Like, yeah. Lizardo and so I don't understand your point, Joe, in that Lizardo and Suarez have gone deeper into games this year than Nola has.
And been better.
Yeah, and been better. Well, like, Lizardo pitching the 7 innings multiple times this year. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. He pitched more innings. He pitched longer in the games.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I do trust Nola pitching 4 innings and getting him out before he does get into trouble. I trust Ranger in the bullpen.
Okay, so you're saying you trust Ranger out of the bullpen more if you got to pitch. I mean, that's a reasonable
correct.
Argument.
If
I understand
Nola,
that.
If
I wouldn't pitch him in 2.
I would go
3 if you're going to pitch Nola in a game.
Joe,
that was not pitching 5.
I wouldn't not start Ranger for that reason, but I understand your point. You trust Ranger. No, Johan, I got you. I need an answer,
my
man.
No, a different point. Let me get my different point real quick. If Nola doesn't have it by the 2nd inning, he's not going to pitch game 5. I got Ranger from inning 2-3 all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And now I know for game 5, I'm going with Ranger.
Okay. You're just switching the order of who starts. I understand. Yes. Joe, give me an I don't like it, but I understand. Give me an answer.
That's
combination
okay.
of 2 roles. Who do you got? Actress.
Well, I'm going Judy. I'm going the beginning of actress. I'm going Judy Garland as Dorothy, and Judy Garland as Esther in A Star Is Born.
All right, you got it. It's a big answer for sure. I mean, Dorothy's an all-timer, and obviously
seen
she
that version of A Star Is Born.
Yeah, that's the original, I believe.
Yeah, there've been a few.
Yeah, yep. All right, 215-592-9494. So let's also get to some audio of AJ Brown because, like I said, this is really a 50-50 day of Phillies and Eagles. And AJ said a lot yesterday. One of the things is he addressed him in Hurts. I don't know. Believe him if you will. Here's AJ yesterday on him and Jalen Hurts.
AJ, you mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball, so I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But, and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP to call this and call that. You know, that's the player I am.
All right. I think he's talking around some stuff. But like I said earlier today, John, I understand why he answered things the way he did, but it's just frustrating when you put a lot out there and then you know you're only getting half or quarter. I don't say truth. I'll just say facts. Well, you know what I'm saying?
It's a mixed bag of truth at times, because he really does play a selfless brand of football. The way that he run blocks, the way that he gets after it when he's not catching the ball for touchdowns, when he's on the other side of where the read is, you know, like he's not turning his route off. You know, he's running full speed and you know, doing his part to run his defenders away from his teammates and that sort of thing.
Some even questioned, though, and it's the first time I'd heard this, after last game, did he run as hard last game as he typically does? Was he frustrated, and did it affect his route running and whatever?
That's the thing that you can see.
So you think it did affect him?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can start to see when guys get, you know.
Because there's really, if he's,
where it affects them like it is affecting AJ now.
I mean, for a wide receiver, as best I can tell, there's one of three things or a combination of the three happening when he's not as effective and it's on him. Not like the quarterback sails the ball or offensive line breaks down and you don't get the pass because, you know, the quarterback doesn't have a chance. There's three things with a receiver. Either A, he's physically declining. B, he's a little banged up, able to play but banged up. That would certainly apply to, for instance, Lane Johnson and help me out, the other lineman, and Landon Dickerson right now. Like, they're banged up. I don't, you know, it doesn't mean their career is, like, derailed, but right now they can't be at their best because of some injuries. Is there something like that with AJ? Maybe. And then three is you're just kind of, like, not trying your absolute hardest because you're frustrated. So, you know, there has been some speculation maybe he has declined. I think that's unlikely. John, I don't want it to be that it was frustrated and it didn't run as hard because he was frustrated, but it's better than he's physically declining. I mean, you know. But it's not good.
Everybody has a bad day at the office, right. But we can't fix getting old.
I can't imagine that he's physically declining.
I can't either.
I am all set. I'm telling you, I'm so excited to watch him tear this league up over the next month. Because this will all balance itself out. This is going to be whatever that rift has become between the quarterback and the receiver.
Yep.
It gets made a lot better when guys are winning and succeeding.
But they are winning and succeeding.
Yeah, no, really, that's a good point.
Focus is on their performance together, and I do think that they've proven it before. They're going to air it out. AJ's going to score touchdowns. It's going to be 100-yard games back-to-back-to-back-to-back, and that's great.
We'll say.
No, that's great for this team's offense. I think that's the jump start that the run game's going to need. We have not gotten any part of the offense started, now we needed this nudge. I'm okay with it.
All right, so look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the AJ thing. We have another Twitter poll question of the day. This one has been gnawing at me for a couple months because I knew we were going to get to this week and then have to make a decision. And I will tell you, for the first time, I am strongly leaning toward not wearing my Phillies jersey for the Phillies playoff game. And not just jersey, the full Phillies uniform, which I've worn the past three Octobers. I mean, I always wear it on opening day. It's a nice opening day tradition. I think it's been a nice October tradition. But, you know, they've been hitting three brick walls. And not to mention, I mean, I'm like the freaking dorkazoid around town. Ooh, walking around my little jersey. I mean, you can't imagine what a freaking tool I feel like, but
I think you like it a little bit.
It gives a little spice.
Yeah.
Gives a little spice.
People coming up saying hi.
It's very nice.
Come on.
The vast majority of people are super nice when they see me in that thing. But don't think I don't get a couple comments here and there. Okay. I mean, don't.
You mean they're not pleasant?
And not every, you know, sometimes you're back in sixth grade and people are making fun. You know what I'm saying?
But you also got some people who think you might be, you know, like a player.
Yeah.
You're like the same size as Garrett Stubbs. I mean, that's believable. Tell people Garrett Stubbs.
If I was single, hey. Let me tell you, I'd be using that to my advantage. All right, all jokes aside, let's get to the poll. Because the poll question is
this. Why are you in uniform and not at the game?
I don't know if you remember, we were down at Chickie's a couple years ago.
I do remember.
I mean, a guy, Rhea, I think this might have been before we were in the morning show.
I think it was before, I'm almost positive.
This guy, and the game was coming up in a couple hours, like this guy absolutely thought I was a Philly player.
No, he did.
I played along with it for...
How many cocktails did he had?
No, it wasn't. Wow. It was like noon. I was out there for, you know what it was? Beat the Hammer. Oh, okay. So we were doing a Beat the Hammer. I had to go outside to get away from hearing the answers of the contestants.
You were hanging outside of Chickie and Pete's before the game.
Full uniform. Yes.
Yeah, it was a Friday. And he thought, I mean, it was really bizarre.
What player did he think you were?
I don't know. Anyway, all right, here's the poll question. I mean, what it says on Twitter, but I'll say here. Should I wear the full Phillies fantasy camp uniform for the Phillies playoff games again? Yes or no? I really am curious where the calls come in on this one because, I mean, to be candid, I have not made up my mind. I am leaning toward not wearing it. I want to do whatever gives the Phillies the best chance. We want to have some fun with it. I don't know. And by the way, life advice with the Hammer today at 9:15, you can get those scenarios in that you need help with, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. I'm telling you, I need life advice on this one. What should I do? All right, Ben Davis joins us next, AMA as well. Phone calls also on a visit, very busy Thursday morning. Tons going on in Philly sports on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, every Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. And this is, of course, another Thursday Night Football tonight. With FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. What a deal that is. To get in on this Thursday's action, the game tonight, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scoring bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you will win not only your bet, but a share of the bonus bets upwards of $2 million. So find the player that works for you. Lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Do not forget, you can, of course, bet Philadelphia and Los Angeles baseball on Saturday. You can bet Philadelphia and Denver football on Sunday. All these sports, all the leagues, all the game, all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.